WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival special series on WCRI. Happy June, Pamela.
I'm glad it finally made it.
It's finally here. Summertime is in full swing. You're getting to that busy time when people are just kind of going a little crazy trying to get tickets because shows are selling out. That's all good news.
Absolutely. We've already sold more than 50% of our tickets.
Wow.
Yes. Very exciting. So honestly, if people want to come to the Newport Music Festival this summer, I would highly recommend that they go to the website, which is www.newportmusic.org, and purchase their tickets right now.
That's right. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, because you have a dial-up phone like I do, you can call 401-849-0700. So you can call, and operators are standing by. That's what... When Pamela leaves here, she'll be going to the, you know, the office and waiting for your phone call.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. What do we have for tonight?
Well, because we're getting close to the festival, I thought that we would talk about an entire series of programs. We are very lucky that the Preservation Society, we have such a great relationship with them, and they allow us to perform in their beautiful mansions. So we have a series of 6 concerts this summer, all at 11 a.m. in the morning at the Elms.
Hmm.
And that room is stunning. If anyone has ever been to that ballroom, it's a gorgeous setting. And it's lovely because the acoustics are so perfect. So the chamber music we're doing there is very intimate. And all of the concerts are really exciting.
I have been there, and it is very nice.
There we go.
WCRI actually sponsors one of those concerts.
Exactly right, and we shall get to that. And I believe that we will be blessed with your presence perhaps this summer.
Well, I could be convinced.
Rumor has it.
I could be convinced.
Okay, so on Monday, July 9th at 11 a.m. at the Elms, we are starting the series with a concert called Romantic Morning. The three pieces for this program are, well... Let's just talk about the first one.
Okay.
We start with one of the most beloved piano sonatas, the Pathetique. And that is going to be played by Sarah Davis Buchner, who is the most remarkable pianist. She was here last summer. She made her debut at the festival. And I was so taken with her playing that I immediately asked her to come back. And so she's going to be here for several concerts this summer. We are very lucky. The second set, before the intermission, is a group of Schubert songs. Now, as many of our listeners might know by now, the festival actually originated with, kind of an extension of the Metropolitan Opera. The Metropolitan Opera had come to Newport for a couple of years, put on a couple of big operas, and Glenn Sauls, who worked for Rudolph Bing at the time, was the first general director of the Newport Music Festival.
And that's how it all started.
Exactly. So I thought that to include some art song, which we hear so rarely in the repertoire today, would be really a wonderful addition for the 50th anniversary season. So there is a set of Schubert songs sung by Trevor Neal, who is a phenomenal upcoming baritone. He has sung this entire season with Opera San Jose, and his career is really on an upward trajectory. So I was very fortunate to be able to secure him for this summer. So, amongst other things, he is going to be singing pieces from Der Winterreise, that beautiful song cycle by Schubert, but he is also going to sing one of the most well-known pieces of the Schubert repertoire. Schubert wrote over 600 songs. So to say that this is one of the let's say, most known, quote-unquote, best is pretty big deal. So the piece of music is called Erlkönig, which means King of the Earls, basically King of the Elves in another way. For those of our listeners who do not know the piece, it's an absolutely fascinating composition. So there are actually 4 voices in the piece. We start with the narrator who is telling us the story. There's a father on the horse, there's a child, an ailing child in his arms, and there's the voice of this Erlkönig who is a bad spirit. So the singer is responsible for creating 4 different tonalities in their voice to demonstrate these different individuals. The story is basically, the narrator says, who is riding through the woods on this dark night? Who's riding so quickly? And, oh, there's a father and his child. And the child keeps calling out to his father and saying, oh my gosh, I see this Earl Koenig, the Earl King, and oh no, now he's grabbed me. And the father keeps trying to calm the child down, which you hear in his voice. And then you hear this eerie voice, which is the Earl Koenig. By the time the end of the song happens, they say the father finally reaches his destination and the horse stops, and in his arms, the child is dead. So, you know, there's all of this mystery about the piece and was it folklore and all this. Quite frankly, my interpretation is that this was written during a period of time in the 19th century when children died from lots of diseases. Right. So I think it's actually the natural feeling of a parent who is trying to save their child's life. And yet there's this mysterious being that the child sees that seizes the child's life. So it was quite a common occurrence. And yet this unbelievably dramatic, beautiful piece came out of it. So let's listen to one of the greatest lieder singers of all time, Dieter Fischer-Dieskau, with Gerald Moore on piano singing Erl König.
Kind. kind war tot.
Very dramatic and impressive music. So that sounds like it's going to be a very interesting concert.
Very excited about that. The last piece on that program is the Mendelssohn Piano Trio Opus 49, and we're very excited about that. It hasn't been played in a long time at the festival, and Susanna Laramie, one of my board members who's also a fabulous pianist, is playing that piece, so wow. Very, very exciting. The next concert at the Elms is on Tuesday, July 10th, and we did a whole program about that just a couple weeks ago, The Spanish Morning, which is sponsored by Robert Connell and Michelle Duffy. So we'll just skip over that one. If any of our listeners want to hear that program,
they can always go back to the podcasts on our website at classical959.com. Check out the podcast. You'll find the Newport Music Festival shows, all 25 of them
wow.
that we have done previous to this, are all podcasts there, and you can listen to anyone you'd like.
There we go. So on to Wednesday morning, July 11th. This program is called Mozart, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. And appropriately, obviously, we have pieces by those three composers.
That would be a good thing.
First, the duo in G major by Mozart, and then the beautiful violin sonata number 2 in A major being played by Stephanie Chase. She was, again, she made her debut here last summer with Sarah Davis Buchner in a concert. And again, I heard her and I thought, we need to have you back. And she's actually the soloist for our Vivaldi Four Seasons this summer. So we are thrilled, absolutely thrilled that she's going to be here for the entire season. The last piece on that program after intermission is the Souvenir de Florence, Opus 70 by Tchaikovsky. An incredibly beautiful piece, often played by an entire string orchestra. Originally written, however, for sextet. So we are going to be playing it, the second half of that program, as we said, in sextet form. And again, I think one of the unusual things about this summer is how many large instrumental ensembles we're creating. In the past, you had perhaps a duo or a trio, maybe a quartet, but to have really six instruments on the stage of the Elms is going to create this big, beautiful sound. So I would like to play the last movement of that piece. This is being played by Sarah Chang, the great violinist, and an ensemble that she put together. So we're just going to hear the last movement of the Souvenir de Florence.
All right, we will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you.
With WCRI's special presentation of the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director, and as usual, learning a lot of things and having a great time. And I feel a little gypsy mood kind of going right now. I'm ready to dance after that last one.
Do so. I'd love to see that.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll turn on the studio cameras. People can watch us.
So here we are now into the next week of the music festival. On Monday, July 16th, at the Elms at 11 a.m., we are presenting Morning Fantasy. And this particular program is sponsored by David and Sally Ryan, and we just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors for their generosity. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without them. The first piece on that program is a beautiful piano piece called Morceau de Fantaisie. The second set, again, we're back to some songs, this time by Brahms. Again, this is the return to the past in making sure that we're including vocal repertoire as a significant part of the development of the festival. We have invited Alexandra Batsios, a wonderful soprano, to come to the festival this summer. She's also singing Queen of the Night on another program. So she is a spectacular instrument. She will be singing a set of songs by Brahms, as I just mentioned, and we're going to hear two of those pieces right now. Dein blaues Aug, meaning your blue eyes, and Wie Melodien zieht es mir, how the melody pulls me, basically pulls my soul. So let's listen to both of those pieces that are going to be performed at Morning Fantasy on Monday, July 16th. Here being sung by Edith Wiens, and the pianist is Roger Vignoles.
Right. great, beautiful voice. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So the second half of that program, Morning Fantasy, is the string sextet in A major by Rimsky-Korsakov. Again, some of those big ensembles that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday morning, July 17th, we are presenting a French program called Bon Matin. And our very generous sponsor is WCRI Radio. So
bon matin.
There we go. So thank you, Mike. This is a really interesting program. It starts with Ravel Sonatine, which we're going to hear in one moment. What we've included in this program is a few pieces that you may not have heard in the past, which again is going back to the origins of the festival. One of the things that happened in the first about 10, 15 years of the Newport Music Festival was that there was this surge to look for pieces that people hadn't heard. So it wasn't just the same pieces over and over again. And we've included several of those in this concert. So let's start with this lovely Ravel Sonatine, here played by Jean-Yves Thibaudeau. We will hear the third movement, Animé. And after that, we'll come back and we'll hear another little selection.
Eh bien. This beautiful music, but I think we have time for one more piece before we take our next break.
Terrific. So we are going to listen to an excerpt from Trois Pièces, meaning three pieces, by the tremendous Nadia Boulanger. It's seldom that we hear female composers, and so, again, there's an effort to make sure that we level the playing field a little tiny bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Nadia Boulanger, as many people might know, was not only a composer, she was also a conductor and a terrific pedagogue. Many American composers actually studied under her. She was the first woman to conduct several major symphony orchestras in America, so this is a huge talent here. So these three pieces are written for cello and piano. They're exquisite. And we are going to hear the third of them called Vite et nerveusement rythme, which means and fast and a little bit nervous rhythm. So we'll hear this third piece. And if you want to hear all of these pieces by Nadia Boulanger, please come to this wonderful concert on Tuesday, July 17th, Bon Matin at the Elms at 11 o'clock.
I will see you there. Okay, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of Pamela Pantos. To our special program on the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, we were talking about July 17th. I'm very much looking forward to being at the Elms along with my cohort, Matt McElhaney, who is here at the station with me. The two of us will be there and we'll be giving away things too.
Ooh, we love freebies.
Yeah, so check it out.
Wonderful. The last two pieces on Bon Matin, that wonderful French program, one is the Triptyque by Saint-Saëns, which is a beautiful piece for violin and piano. And the last piece on that program is the Fauré Piano Quartet, which is not heard enough. Fabulous. If you want to hear some glorious French music, please come to that concert. The last one in our Elms series for the summer will be on Wednesday, July 18th, called Romantic Masters. This is a very beautiful program, and I'm very excited to play several pieces from it. The pianist for this program is making her Newport Music Festival debut. Her name is Yafei Chuang. I just heard her last Friday night at the Boston Pops in Symphony Hall. She was playing Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and she ate up that piano. We are so thrilled to have her at the festival this summer. She's playing on the second half of the program, the Liszt Sonata, which we'll get to in one moment. On the first piece on the program is a sonata by Reinecke. It is being played by someone who is a festival favorite and was here in the studio with us just a month ago, Göran Markussen. So this piece is Undine, and it's based on that beautiful folk story about the young girl, the nymph who falls in love with a mortal. So let's hear that first movement. It's the Allegro, here played by Susan Milne and Ian Brown on piano.
Thank you.
Pamela, we've had a lot of music to listen to tonight, which has been great, but we're going to have to move it along a little bit.
So. Okay, I'll go very quickly now.
All right.
So the second piece before the intermission on Romantic Masters, that concert on Wednesday, July 18th, is the Fantasiestücke by Schumann. And again, we're having another festival debut. A wonderful cellist, Jacqueline Choi, is playing. She came earlier this year and played with the Euclid Quartet, and we loved her playing so much, we got her to come back. At the end of the program, we will be hearing, as I mentioned, the Sonata in B Minor by Liszt, played by Yafei Chuang, and we will listen to the last movement, the Andante Sostenuto. I look forward to seeing everyone this summer at this series of concerts at the Elms at 11 a.m.
Excellent, and I look forward to seeing you on July 17th, Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock at the Elms. We'll see you all next time with the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.